I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
The month of October, Hitchcock Films, starting with, what a masterful piece, North by Northwest 1959.
One of my favorite films. It's a great adventure film. You know, it's suspenseful, it's romantic, it's sexy, it's like every man should watch it to learn how to dress.
Even
it was amazing. Cary Grant wears that same suit the whole picture, never gets wrinkled.
And Martin Landau, being so envious, had his clothes tailored by Cary Grant's tailor.
Is that right?
So, yes. Doesn't quite look the same, but...
You know, Martin Landau doesn't look anything like Cary Grant.
I know. Yeah, even in the cornfield, Grant looks great.
Yeah.
Grant was 55 when he played this part, was reluctant to play it because he was older than the script had called for.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who really wanted is your buddy.
Jimmy Stewart.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. And Hitchcock...
That would have been great.
Hitchcock wouldn't have him because he looked too old. Hitchcock was already angered that Vertigo hadn't made any money, and he claims that it's because Stewart looked too old.
Really?
Yeah. And as
it
comes out...
It had nothing to do with... Well, we'll talk about Vertigo in a minute,
right.
But, you know, it could have had everything to do with the fact that Vertigo is nearly impenetrable.
Well,
but rewarding when it is. Listen, we'll get back to Vertigo. North by Northwest, thank God Cary Grant was in that movie.
Sure.
He was neurotic, unsure of himself.
Isn't that fitting for the role of Roger O. Thornhill in North by Northwest? That O, of course, meaning nothing.
Right.
Just as it didn't mean anything for David O. Selznick.
Exactly. That's funny.
Isn't it? But it's cute Hitchcock stuff, and Hitchcock, being the genius that he is, knew that kind of character whom you so aptly described was the kind of character he was most interested in.
Right.
You've got Hitchcock's interest in the vulnerable guy. He seems to be in control, but through the film you begin to see that he loses control. The same with his woman, his blonde women. And
yeah.
You've got one here in Eva Marie Saint, that beautiful blonde who may not be what she appears to be.
Mm-hmm.
He loves this stuff. So.
Well, think about it. If Cary Grant was everything people mistake him for being, North by Northwest doesn't work.
Right.
It'd be a very boring movie.
Right, right.
It'd be a typical action movie.
Sure.
And it isn't.
Yeah.
Let's not forget James Mason.
Oh, terrific.
So unctuous and charming.
Yes, he is. This is a really kind of sexy film. For the 50s, very overtly sexy. I always think of the last scene, for instance, when they're riding on the train,
mm-hmm.
when he's with the Eva Marie Saint character.
Right.
As the train goes through the tunnel.
Yes.
You have a visual representation of the act of love between a man and a woman.
Of the act of love, yes.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a metaphor, right?
It is.
You know, I think that Alfred Hitchcock tried to actually show a graphic shot right there, but the studio forced him to put that in.
No, he did. But then the Martin Landau character, he's one of the Van Damme's henchmen, if you
mm-hmm.
remember him.
Some homoerotic stuff
correct.
Going on.
Yeah, yeah. He has the sensibilities of a woman.
How's that? How so?
That's what Van Damme, I think, says about him.
He spelled it right out
right,
for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like Casablanca, you know, you say he's the kind of guy, if I weren't a man, I'd love, you know, really small references, but scholars pick up on it, but that's the stuff of a great film. Coming back, seeing more that the master has put in there.
Right.
Almost nothing.
And it's one of those movies that, you know, one, you don't want to miss the opportunity to see it on a big screen. It's going to be fabulous.
Oh, yes.
But also, it is a movie to visit time and again. It's one of those rare films that weaves such a hypnotic web that you think the outcome might be different every time you see
sure.
it.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It lulls you into that stupor.
Also, there are connections among his films. I think, like, would you say there's a good connection here between this and Rear Window? And you'd say no. John, one is set in South Dakota, the other one in one room, and I'm saying no, but this...
Yeah, I was just going to say, John, the first movie takes place on one set, and the other
right.
movie takes place
right.
all over America.
But both of these guys are slowly discovering that things are going on, only they know, and Hitch just loves this, so we know because we're, of course, complicit.
The color schemes of the movie, the pacing of the movie, the performances in the movie, it's one of those, it's Hollywood perfection, peril.
Yes.
You know, and that's really what I think... more so than some of the suspense moments in it, kind of paved the way for the Hollywood action movie.
Yeah, and as you know, one of my great fears in life is losing my identity. And this is, of course, a great film about somebody whose identity gets mixed up.
Well, because, like Roger O. Thornhill, deep in your center, you're nothing, you're hollow.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Further details at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by Johnny DiLoretto and John DeSando and performed by those same two amazing people.